Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Welcome back to Pineapples and French Fries. This is episode 3 with yours truly, Sir Solomon Dudley. And you're watching Disney Channel. So yeah, welcome back. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to the first 2 episodes of Pineapples and French Fries. I greatly appreciate it. This is a new experience for me, and I'm very grateful that you have tuned in. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, I'm titling this episode, let's see, Bubble Tea and Embracing Failure. So, I recently picked up a new hobby of drinking bubble tea. If you do not know what bubble tea is, that's like the modernized version of... It's called boba tea. I don't know like the correct term, but it's delicious. Please Google it. I like mine with extra tapioca balls, and it's delicious. So, Google it. Please Google it. You will not be disappointed. But yeah, so bubble tea thoughts. As I drink my bubble tea, it's like self-care for me. I think about how far I've come and where I'm at, where I've come from, where I'm going, what's next, like what's the next chapter. And I think of all the times when I could have stopped. All the times that I could have let go. And I also think of all the times that I kept going and I kept moving, kept pushing forward, even when I did not necessarily want to. And that's why I talk about embracing failure. It's not always the easiest thing when you want something so badly and then you fail and you don't get what you wanted. That's life. I mean, as much as we want to sugarcoat it, everything won't work out perfectly, but what can work out perfectly is our perspective. When we align our perspective with the future, I think we're realigning what we are envisioning. So I recently auditioned for my university's marching band. I was really excited. I hadn't played clarinet in like 4.5 years. I hadn't played since high school. But moral of the story, I was ready. I was excited to audition. I recently picked it back up thinking I was gonna be perfect by the time I auditioned. I was decent, not gonna lie. But I got the audition results back. And I knew going in, I wasn't going to be this maestro clarinetist ready to perform in the New York City Ballet or in the best orchestras and bands in the world. Like, I knew I wasn't going to do that, but I knew that I was going in to do my best, and that's what I did. I ended up not getting in, but I came out knowing that I did my best. I technically could have let that stop me from moving forward, but I knew going in, regardless of what happened, regardless of the result, that I was going to move forward regardless. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm moving forward regardless of what happened, what I thought would happen, what I thought should happen. I'm moving forward because guess what? I'm still alive. I still have breath in my body. I still have purpose, and I can make something else happen. So what's next? Well, I'm going to audition for another ensemble on campus, and I'm excited for that. I'm going to keep rehearsing, keep practicing my scales. Yippee. I guess not really. But I'm going to keep practicing and I'm hoping for the best. But also, if that doesn't go well, guess what? I'm going to keep moving forward, because that's just what you have to do. You can't let one experience stop you from moving forward, from living your best life. That's been my motto for like the past few weeks, 3 months. I'm living my best life. And as of now, I mean, that's what's happened. I'm living my best life to the best of my ability. And I'm not letting anything stop me from doing that. I could have let many things, many failures stop me, but I didn't. I chose to keep moving forward. I chose to pick myself up by my bootstraps and keep moving forward. That's all I can do. That's all I have control over. I can't control what others do. I can't control their actions, but I can control how many times I get back up. So embracing failure. Embrace it. Don't let it stop you. Don't let your wins or your losses impact you negatively. Let both of them teach you a lesson. Let your wins teach you, hey, that's what happens when you keep pushing forward, but what else can I learn? But also don't let your losses negatively impact you. Let them teach you, okay, yeah, what went right, what went wrong? For the band audition, I can probably say I didn't practice as much as I probably should have, but now I know going forward, I'm going to practice a little bit more than I initially wanted to. But hey, that's reality. That's what I learned. I also learned, hey, keep pushing forward regardless of what situation happened. That's life. You can't let one thing stop you. Because guess what? There are millions of other experiences and highlights, amazing, beautiful experiences on the other side of your pushing forward. So today, I want to leave you with this. First of all, drink some bubble tea today, or coffee or tea, or whatever your guilty pleasure is. Today, I also had rolled ice cream. I had mango sticky rice, so that was good. But yeah, so one, drink something that you like. Number two, embrace where you're at, embrace your failures, embrace your wins, embrace your losses. Don't get discouraged, because guess what? You can always pick yourself up and keep moving. That's what's exciting. If you have breath in your body, if you have breath in your lungs, you still have purpose. Your legacy can be your smile. It can be the way you treat people. It doesn't always have to be your $1 million endowment. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's what I want to do one day. But your legacy can be how you treat people, how you approach life, how you approach people and their goals and their visions and their ambitions. So it doesn't always have to be physical or like the name on a building. It can just be how you treat people. And guess what? That's perfect just as it is. So embrace failures, embrace where you're at, embrace your losses, embrace what went right, embrace what went wrong, and make peace with what happened and move on. That's all you can do. As Elsa from Frozen says, let it go. That's all you can do. Embrace it, hug it tight, let it go, and move on. Because guess what? The rest of your life will be the best parts of your life. So, this has been Pineapples and French Fries with yours truly, Sir Solomon Dudley. Keep moving forward, keep pushing, dream big, laugh out loud, sing out loud, dance out loud, dance in public, have fun, keep living your life, and I will see you on the other side, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a great time, we're going to keep living life, and we're going to have an amazing time. So embrace your failures, and drink some bubble tea, and I will see you all soon. Oh, don't forget to share this with your friends, family, anyone who you think should listen to Pineapples and French Fries, because I know that I probably would need this myself. So, yeah, wherever you are listening to this, share it. Share it loud, share it proud, and keep living your best life. Peace, blessings, shalom. Arrivederci. And I'll see you guys soon. Peace out.